from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Good evening, I'm Brian Hackney.
And I'm Juliette Goodrich. Scattered showers are moving across the Bay Area right now. In fact, looking live out at the Bay in downtown San Francisco from our Salesforce Tower cameras, the clouds are darkening as that storm system moves in.
In fact, take a look at this time lapse of the clouds and rain from the Mark Hopkins Hotel camera. A bit gloomy over parts of the Bay Area, and meteorologist Aaron Peck is here now with the latest on the rain.
Best part about this is there's like four more of these coming over the next 7 days. But let's focus on the one right now. Light rain showing up on high-def Doppler. You can see the showers having moved already into the North Bay. And we saw from our camera on top of the Mark Hopkins Hotel, it's now gotten down to the city. If we take it on the future cast and play it forward, we'll watch the rain just kind of slowly march its way across the Bay Area from now through about 10 o'clock tonight. So you'll get it down in the South Bay even, and it will hold together. You'll get rain down in the Santa Clara Valley from this. You won't get a lot, probably get about a tenth of an inch of rain, but look how we've done already. We've already gotten 2/10 in Bodega Bay. Roanoke Park's already gotten 1/16, and Mount Tam's already at 2/10 of an inch of rain. It'll keep raining up there for a while. That's good. We want more rain in the mountains. This is good news in terms of helping with fire season. We're going to look at the next four systems, which are going to try and bring us more rain just like this over about the next 7 to 10 days. I'll see you with that in the complete forecast, guys. Back to you.
All right, Darren, thank you. New at 6, roughly 80 cats and dogs were removed from a Danville home on Friday. Contra Costa Animal Services labeled it a hoarding situation.
But the homeowner says that the pets are part of a nonprofit rescue waiting for adoption. KPX5's Don Lynn, live in Walnut Creek, to sort it all out for us. Hey, Don.
Hey, Brian, Juliette. So some of the cats and dogs are now staying here at Tony La Russa's Animal Rescue Foundation in Walnut Creek. Workers tell me they appear to be doing well and healthy. Now, they were staying at a Danville home previously where the husband and wife saying they're simply too sick to continue to care for them.
I just want the public to know this was not a hoarding situation. The animals were well taken care of.
Bob Tarozzi is the president of the White Kitty Foundation, a nonprofit rescue based out of his Danville home.
We're trying to find them homes. They're all coming off lists where they would be euthanized by the counties.
He says the pandemic forced them to cancel public adoption events. Since he has stage 4 prostate cancer, his wife, who's also with the nonprofit, was caring for roughly 75 dogs and 25 cats.
On Wednesday night, my wife had a stroke, and I'm not physically fit enough to take care of all these animals. Yes, we had a lot of animals. Did we have too many? Perhaps. That's subjective, you know. But they were well taken care of.
Bob says his wife is still in the hospital. That's why he called other groups to take the cats and dogs. On Friday, ARF, the Berkeley Humane Society, and the East Bay SPCA took in 42. The Contra Costa Animal Services received 37. Contra Costa says it had to euthanize 6 dogs due to pre-existing medical conditions. Bob kept 5 dogs and 10 cats because they're too old for adoption.
It was very heartbreaking for me to lose them, but I knew I couldn't take care of them, and I knew that their best chance was with these other groups.
He hopes families will go adopt the cats and dogs, most of them Chihuahua mixes. Bob is angry that Contra Costa Animal Services called it a hoarding situation in a public statement.
It's very upsetting for me, both to lose the animals, to have my wife, you know, in the hospital, to have my physical condition, and then to have, you know, somebody sort of turn around and stab us in the back.
Well, Dodd, did the county clear up the issue of hoarding and the pets that we saw that are available for adoption? Do we know when they're going to be ready for adoption?
Yeah, everybody is close today, so couldn't get a comment from the Contra Costa Animal Services. As for adoptions, it takes some time to actually test the pet's temperament and also health. So best thing to do, check in with ARF, check in with the Berkeley Humane Society, SPCA in Oakland, and also the Contra Costa Animal Services. And I know for a fact that they would love to find those new those cats and dogs new homes. So best to check in with those folks.
Okay, in Walnut Creek, that's Dahlin. Thank you. In other news tonight, police are investigating after a violent night in one San Jose neighborhood. Police responded to Empoli Lane in the Communications Hill neighborhood about 2:30 in the morning. That's where 2 men were stabbed. A 3rd was shot. All of them are expected to survive. There is no word yet on suspects. And Antioch police have arrested three suspects for stealing a car, and it's all thanks to their canine. At least the apprehension of the suspects is. Police say Percy the dog helped officers track down the suspects after they ran away from a stolen car. Police tried to stop the armed suspect and chase them by car through the city. Then the suspects eventually ditched the car, tried to run away, and that's when the dog caught them, allowing police to arrest them.
And now on to our fire watch. Fire crews are making progress against a wildfire burning on the edge of the Santa Cruz Mountains. The Estrada fire is now about 60% contained. Flames have burned 148 acres near Watsonville. The Mercury News reports it started out as a controlled burn on the property of retired Cal Fire Battalion Chief Greg Estrada. However, the wind caused the flames to burn out of control. No structures were damaged, but one firefighter did suffer a minor injury.
Eight people in San Jose are looking for a new place to stay after a fire ripped through their apartment. Happened at a two-story complex on North 5th and St. John Streets. When crews arrived, flames were shooting out of the second floor into the attic, but nobody was injured. And in San Lorenzo, another eight people were displaced after a fire broke out at an assisted living facility there. Happened at 3 this morning on Llewellyn Boulevard. One person was hospitalized. Fire's under investigation. And a live look at San Francisco, where the city is celebrating the return of Sunday Streets. It's a program that allows pedestrians to enjoy car-free spaces. The theme of the program this year is the Phoenix, a symbol of rebirth.
One thing that we learned, and we learned again, is that when times are tough, San Franciscans come together, they look out for each other, and they get the job done. We rebuild, we refresh, we renew.
Sunday Streets is open street destinations in neighborhoods around the city like the Mission, Tenderloin, and Chinatown. Happening tomorrow in just a matter of hours, some parents across California planning to pull their kids out of school for the day to protest a potential statewide vaccine mandate.
As KPIX5's Devin Philly explained, some parents say they have health concerns about vaccine safety.
There are a significant number of parents who are drawing the line with the forced vaccination at their kids.
Babe Prieto says he's taking part in the walkout because he's opposed to vaccinating his 12-year-old daughter against COVID, concerned about the long-term effects the vaccine might have on a child's developing body.
But there's enough reason for pause and further study before we subject our children to an experiment, which this is. It's an experiment.
It's unlikely there would be a statewide vaccine mandate for school-aged children anytime soon. Here's why. The vaccine has full FDA approval for anyone 16 and older. 12 to 15-year-olds can get a shot under what's known as emergency use authorization. And anyone 11 or younger isn't eligible at all yet. Some teachers say they'd feel better about being in a classroom if everyone, teachers and students, were vaccinated.
It's my opinion that it's just not a safe working environment for anyone on that site to be unvaccinated, whether teacher or staff member or student.
UCSF infectious disease expert Dr. Monica Gandhi says the FDA would not grant full approval of the vaccine for children unless all of the available evidence suggested it was effective and safe.
The FDA, when they fully approve something, they go through months of data. They really are about safety. And so I want parents to feel comfortable when the FDA fully approves this, that this is safe for their children.
Prieto says he's not comfortable yet and won't be forced to vaccinate his daughter until he is.
I do a risk-benefit analysis, and nothing that I've seen at this point shows me or proves to me that the risk outweighs the benefit in children.
Devin Feely, KPIX5.
Now at 6. Today marks the 32nd anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake, the magnitude 6.9 quake that snapped the San Andreas Fault and the Santa Cruz Mountains in 1989. Game 3 of the World Series was about to start at Candlestick Park between San Francisco and Oakland when it happened. 3,700 injured, 63 killed. One woman died when a deck collapsed on the deck and truss section of the Old Bay Bridge. Dozens died with a Cypress structure on 880 collapsed. Damage estimated at about $12 billion in today's money. That's the marina going up in smoke there. It was all from an earthquake 50 miles from downtown San Francisco. When the Hayward snaps with a magnitude 7, which it could do at any time, thousands will be right on top of it.
Also new at 6, a new twist in the oil spill investigation off the southern coast, California coastline. Coast Guard investigators boarded a container ship docked in Long Beach today. Investigators saying the vessel could be tied to the pipeline rupture that spilled an estimated 2,500 gallons of crude. Coast Guard investigators have this theory. They believe that in January, a 1,200-foot cargo ship dragged anchor, caught an underwater oil pipeline and pulled it across the seafloor. Investigators say that could have weakened the pipeline months before the spill.
Well, major supply chain disruptions are impacting businesses across the Bay Area and the U.S., and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said today that nothing is going to change anytime soon.
Well, certainly a lot of the challenges that we've been experiencing this year will continue into next year, but there are both short-term and long-term steps that we can take to do something about it.
He said that President Joe Biden's $1.2 trillion tax and spend package is the best way out. That bill is now stalled in the House. Buttigieg is also attacking Fox Network host Tucker Carlson, who mocked him, Buttigieg, for taking paternity leave to care for his twin newborns. They are, he says, taking up a lot of time.
As you might imagine, we're bottle feeding and doing it at all hours of the day and night. And I'm not going to apologize to Tucker Carlson or anyone else for taking care of my premature newborn infant twins.
And now at 6, one Bay Area organization is celebrating war veterans in a new and innovative way. Honor Flight Bay Area Foundation normally flies veterans out to Washington, D.C. to visit memorials built in their honor. The pandemic has put their trip on hold, so the foundation is doing something different this year. They are honoring local heroes with a flightless trip and a virtual tour of the memorials.
This is an interim step until we can actually get on the planes again. So this does not disqualify them from a trip. This is just a recognition of their service and to be able to give them something until we can actually fly.
The foundation hopes to travel to D.C. in spring of next year.
Well, a popular wildlife preserve in the Bay Area has been stripped of its accreditation. The Association of Zoos and Aquariums denied its gold standard to Santa Rosa Safari West. The association says that it has concerns about the facility's care for its animals and its veterinary practices. Safari West is appealing the decision. Well, usually you talk about the Russian space program, you're talking about cosmonauts, but today a Russian actress and film director landed safely on Earth after shooting scenes for the first feature-length film with scenes actually shot in space. The duo and a Russian astronaut touched down in Kazakhstan after spending 12 days in orbit. They actually used the International Space Station as one of the main sets for their movie, which is called The Challenge, a drama about a surgeon on an emergency mission to save a sick cosmonaut.
Well, we have stunning new drone video into the newsroom showing rivers of lava flowing from the volcano on the Spanish island of La Palma. The president of the Canary Islands said today there's no end in sight to the eruptions that have wreaked havoc on the island since last month. We're also learning there were at least 40 earthquakes detected on the island today, the largest, a magnitude 4.3. And to make matters worse, the eruptions are impacting air traffic in and out of the island. Ash from the volcano forced the La Palma airport to cancel all of the flights today. And streams of lava have flown over 1,800 acres of land. Almost 7,000 people have been evacuated.
New at 6, Lake Tahoe has sunk to an alarmingly low level, and now a new finding has closed the South Lake Tahoe beach. And it's been closed because of algae blooms detected at two beaches, El Dorado, which remains open, and Regan Beach, which will stay closed throughout the season. Harmful algae blooms could look green, blue, or brown on the surface of the water. They're potentially toxic to humans and pets, and people are warned to use caution if they visit one of the beaches. More algae blooms have appeared in recent years because of climate change. And the lake level also just sunk below the basin's natural rim, which is another impact of the drought.
Thanks for watching. 60 Minutes is next.
We'll see you back here at 11. Until then, news is on KPIX.com. For now,
good night. Good night.